it's a presidential election year, which means we'll be hearing an onslaught of political speeches. And a speech, it's an opportunity for someone to express their values, inspire change, motivate, and rally. And it can happen because we've seen it done before. You know, host of KSL News Radio's Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, has pulled five speeches from America's past he's calling must-reads. And he'll share snippets of them with us today. Welcome, Boyd.
Hey, it's always good to be here.
Good to have you. And I was trying to talk to people about these speeches this morning. So impactful. What to you makes a memorable speech?
So to me, it has to capture a moment and not just something that where there's just flowery words and a lot of good sentences strung together. There has to be a moment that actually matters. And then they have to lead you somewhere as a listener and ultimately get you to do something as a result. We usually say most speeches are much more said than ever done. But if it can actually lead to doing something, those are the speeches that matter most.
Okay, so I'm excited to hear the ones you brought for us. First, Bobby Kennedy. What's the context?
So the context for Bobby Kennedy, I think it's one of the greatest speeches ever delivered, and it was delivered off of just some scratch notes in the back of a pickup truck in the ghetto the night of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. So first he went into a place where he wasn't really expected to be or even welcomed and delivered just a masterful moment, really calling on the better angels of the country. He said in that speech, he said, "We need in the United States not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but love and wisdom and compassion towards one another." And he actually had that compassion. He actually shared the fact that he had a relative killed by someone and really captured that in a unique way.
Well, and he walked the walk.
He did.
So easy to believe.
Makes it easier.
Next, you brought a woman for us, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt. I think this is one of the most underappreciated speeches. And most people don't know that Eleanor Roosevelt actually delivered the first address to the nation after Pearl Harbor. She actually had her own radio show way back in the 40s. She was a leader in so many ways. But her speech was actually far better than her husband's, given a few days later. He always gets the moment of infamy line. Yeah. But her speech was better. And this is what she said. She said, "We must go about our daily business more determined than ever to do the ordinary things as well as we can. And when we find a way to do anything more in our communities, to help others, to build morale, to give a feeling of security, we must do it. Whatever is asked of us, I am sure we can accomplish it. We are the free and unconquerable people of the United States of America."
Wow. And so she gave that speech on her radio show?
On her radio show. It was her regular Sunday afternoon radio show, and she delivered that, and it is a magical speech. Everybody should go listen to it. And you can listen to that one. It's really powerful.
Okay. I would like to listen to that one. Next up, you brought an athlete for us.
Jackie Robinson. Yeah. Jackie Robinson, of course, was the first one to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball. For the record, he was 17 years ahead of Congress. He broke the color barrier in 1947, took Congress 17 more years to do anything about civil rights. He knew what it meant to be discriminated against and persecuted. But he said something so powerful. This was part of a series called Why I Believe. And he said, "I was sustained by the personal and deep-rooted belief that my fight had a chance. I had a chance because it took place in a free society. Not once was I forced to face and fight an immovable object. I believe in the goodness of a free society, and I believe that the society can remain good only as long as we're willing to fight for it and to fight against whatever imperfections may exist." So he understood that there were deep problems in the country, but he said, "My fight had a chance because it was in America." And sometimes it's easy to get down on the country and get down on everything that's wrong and broken and times when we haven't lived up to the principles we profess to believe. But Jackie Robinson, who experienced all of that, said, "This is still the best place, and it's the only place it could have happened."
And again, he's someone who was living in it. We could believe what he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, that authenticity and experience.
So you have President Jimmy Carter up next.
And most people say, wait a minute. Jimmy Carter was not known as a great orator.
Right.
And I actually believe there are some speeches that are better read than said.
Okay.
And this is one of those. In fact, he was ridiculed for this speech. He delivered it from the Oval Office. Many people call it the malaise speech. It was during the energy crisis and high inflation. But it's actually a speech about confidence in this country. And it's really extraordinary. So I'm going to read you some of that speech from Jimmy Carter. He said, "The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else. Public institutions and private enterprise, our own families, and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between the generations.
Again, just an uplifting thought.
Yeah, and it is so interesting. This is what everyone should go read today. Just okay, go read today, because it is applicable today in 2024 as it was in 1979 when he delivered the address. It is really powerful.
In our last 30 seconds, you're bringing the master, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. And with Lincoln, we talk about Gettysburg and we think about the soldiers that fell. The speech was not directed towards those who had given the last full measure of devotion. In fact, if you go through the speech, it's for us, the living. It's that we be here so dedicated, that we take increased devotion, that we here highly resolve. So he wasn't even talking to the audience that was in front of him. He was talking hundreds of years down the road to each and every one of us, that it's all about what we choose to do. And so that's what made that such a powerful speech, was not in honoring those. He knew their fate. They had given the last full measure. He said, it's about what we choose to do next. And that's the essence of a great speech.
Thank you so much. And Boyd has come up with a few more that we will put on our website, worth taking a look at. And you can hear Boyd Matheson every day on KSL News Radio.